No sooner is Jesus baptized by John the Baptist than the Spirit leads him into the desert to be tempted by the devil. At the baptism, we recall the voice from heaven identifying Jesus as who? As God's Son. In the desert, we witness the tempter's testing through the expression, "If you are the Son of God." Notice the emphasis upon the identity and mission of Jesus. The gospel episode in Matthew chapter 4 seemingly gripped the imagination of no less than Shakespeare, whose stark warning is heard in The Merchant of Venice. The devil can cite scripture for his purpose. The tempter seeks to trap Jesus by twisting sacred scripture for diabolical means in Matthew's account. Jesus's reply quotes scripture, whereby the importance of waiting patiently and trustingly for God's help, it is emphasized by our blessed Lord. We learn in this episode that it is God's word that truly creates and God's word that sustains humanity in all our needs. Then the devil seizes upon Jesus' trust in God and taunts a public demonstration of such trust. Satan again maligns scripture to suit his evil ends. Jesus again counters the devil's self-serving presentation of scripture and does so with a total openness and a complete surrender to the word of God. Friends, true trust includes an obedience which wholeheartedly permits God to be God. Just as there must be no forcing of God's hand, so too must there be no forcing of God's scripture. We are truly and we are really God's children. Let's resist pursuing sensational and superficial resolutions to the difficulties we face, and instead dare to seek to find our way by growing in understanding of God's holy word.